WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Easy now.
I'm not talking about a logging down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Talking about a little bit later tonight.
Toby Keith, I'm just talking about tonight from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. 35 degrees right now. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less-than-perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news! You don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big-city hype. We have all of the big-city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director, Scott Smith, and Special Finance Manager Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it, all within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at joneschev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump back in criminal court today as his hush money trial resumes in New York City. This morning, he went to a construction site in Midtown Manhattan and shook hands with the construction workers there. At the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump's lawyers will argue that he should have absolute immunity over anything he did while in office. While in Arizona,
Donald Trump is unindicted co-conspirator one in a case out of Arizona that said he and others schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency to keep Trump in office after the 2020 election against the will of Arizona's voters. The indictment names 11 Republican electors and references when they met at party headquarters to certify the election for Trump, even though Joe Biden won the state. The Arizona indictment also charges 7 others, including Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and Trump's senior advisor Boris Epstein.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. More protests on college campuses this week. This is ABC News. A heartbreaking message from one of the American hostages being held by Hamas. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Halley.
The world is now seeing Hirsch Goldberg Pollan alive, more than 200 days after the American-Israeli citizen was taken hostage during the October 7th attack. The 24-year-old says, "Mom, Dad, Libby, Orly, I love you very much. I miss you very much. I think of you every day that I'm here. I need you to stay strong for me and not stop fighting."
It's unclear when that message was actually recorded. Birth rates once more on the decline. The latest CDC data released this morning reports nearly 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That is down 2% from the year before, and it continues a decline in births across the country over the past decade. The city of Venice will begin a new pilot program today, charging day trippers a 5 euro entrance fee. Officials are hoping this will deter tourists from overwhelming the city's residents during peak hours. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
We'll update you on that forecast coming up from WRCO. It's a nice one for today, and we'll stop there then after that in just a moment. 35 degrees in Richland Center at 5 minutes after 7.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 62, increasing clouds and turning a bit breezy tonight, a low of 39. Friday, 60, with rain likely by late morning, scattered thunderstorms as well. Friday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms, a low of 50. 75 Saturday, with spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. Sunday, 66, with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading today of 40, a low of 34. We're at 36 degrees. Thanks for being there for us today. We appreciate that. And we're going to reward somebody for listening with some brewer tickets coming up in a few minutes today. Big news here from RCO. You betcha. What's that? Oh, for last week's game? No, they're not. No. One coming up.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in a cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red bus, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey! Baptist church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug sapphire light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
messed up, but we're all right. Hey. Hey. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American Kings. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
That's a group called Sunday Drive on WRCO Radio as we get set for the weekend. And yes, we have your Brewer tickets all season long. You'll just have to keep tuned here. We'll kind of give you some details here and there, but we'll be giving you some opportunities to win, courtesy of WRCO, WRCE, and Civic Media, your home for the Brewers during the 2024 championship season. And they play the old pinstripe Yankees this weekend. And what we have today to give away and offer you, we have six tickets for Sunday's game. First pitch time is set for 1:10. And we're going to give them, this is a big prize, we're going to go with caller 12 this time. 12. So get your rotary dial hot and getting going. 608-647-4155. Caller 12 takes the tickets.
darling. There ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free, but there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. I'll be the bill you forgot to pay. I'll be the dream that keeps you away. I'll be the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. Don't you know?
Trivia, thanks for calling. And not trivia, but the Brewer tickets. So we'll give you a chance to realize who it is so you can beat them up. No, just kidding. Coming up here.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. Here are consignments. We have 15 to 25 black steers, heifers, on some feed, long time wean. 50 to 60 blacks and red steers and heifers, head shots, long time wean. We're looking at about 600 to 900 pounds. 10 beef steers weighing 6 to 650 shots on some feed. 10 to 15 beef steers and heifers, 400 to 500 pound shots on grain. And 5 Holstein steers weighing 8, 850 and 2 cross heifers right off weighing about 450 shots on some grain. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647 6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
We all experience stress. Often, we ignore it until it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfortable position, sitting upright or lying down. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold the breath for 7 counts, and slowly exhale for 8 counts. Then repeat. This breathing pattern can reduce feelings of stress and promote well-being. If you are experiencing stress that is impacting your ability to live daily life, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to be connected to resources.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
How you doing, Hank?
Good, and you?
Doing real well, man.
Ready for the... Calm down, people. Calm down. Jeez, I'm just sticking to the windows this morning.
You got to get some medicine for that.
I was.
Okay.
I was clear. My dentist said I'm good to go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. We want to congratulate right off the bat Chad Clary, winner of tickets. He was caller 12.
Chad Clary.
So you can either go butter him up. Maybe he'll take you to the Brewer game on Sunday.
Or your yard.
Or beat him up. You know, you never know. So anyway.
I saw him out here yesterday. He's trying to shoot him with a BB gun. I didn't hit him.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Congratulations. I know we had a lot of contending callers today.
Yes,
and if you missed out, be aware, we'll be having some more giveaways. I know the Brewers have a series the weekend of May 11th.
Mother's Day, I believe.
We may have some tickets that weekend, too.
Yep.
And throughout the year, season tickets for us, and we get a chance to pass those along from time to time.
Yeah, without question.
Yep.
So just to let everybody know, my mother finished her treatments on Wednesday, 30 rounds of treatments for cancer. So yesterday.
Oh, good.
So,
wow.
Very tired she is.
She's doing all right, though?
Yep, she's doing fine. She's doing better. But she did finish her round, you know, her rounds of... And then now she starts her medication today for the next 5 years. But that's good news.
That's good news. Yeah.
So,
wish her the best.
I appreciate everybody's prayers. I really, really do. A lot of people were wondering. But she finished yesterday and she's good to go.
Good.
So
good to hear, man.
My dad says she's cranky, and I said, "Well, she's normal that day."
Well, living with that, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. How could you imagine living with my father?
Right. So. Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of the same with you, right? You know, like father, like son. That's what I've heard, anyway. That's what your dogs tell me. But anyway,
they talk way too much.
I got to hold a new grandbaby last night.
How was that?
It was good.
Did you get home late?
A little bit later, but still, you know, it was worth it.
Oh yes.
Got to meet him. Got to. Give June her birthday presents and her birthday. She's like me, too. We're not as much cake people for special occasions. We're more the pies.
Yeah, I like the pies.
So she got a key lime pie.
Really?
Last night. That's her favorite.
She enjoy it?
Yeah, she did.
Good for her.
I had a little bit of it. It was good, but really, really sweet and rich.
Oh, kind of like me, then.
Yeah, right.
Not rich, but just sweet.
Rich. Rich in
flavor,
knowledge. Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of knowledge here.
No, not much.
So
anyway, So that was good.
There was some issues in the Australia hospital, Philip.
Is that right?
Yep, yep. Some weird news. Medical workers ask bite victims to stop bringing snakes to hospitals. Medical experts in Australia are pleading with snake bite victims to stop bringing the offending serpents with them to the hospital.
They did it. Here, this is the one that bit me.
The staff got a fight, and the serious consequences delays people's times to treatment. So they all you got to do is tell us what kind of snake it was. So,
well, if you don't know, tell you. This day and age, though, everybody has a phone. If you really want to, you could take a picture of it and say, yep. This is the offending snake.
Guy. Yeah. Or just bring his head, because after he bit me, he's going to get it cut off.
So. Wow.
But that's just me. I'm not a big snake guy.
I never waited around too much.
Yeah, I didn't either.
What kind they were.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I've told you, there used to be a bounty on them. My dad was the town clerk, and they'd bring the rattles, you know.
He was this big.
To show, you know. And it's like, okay, that's as close as I ever got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the one time that we had a bull snake that actually went through the hay bind or the baler or something, and I put it on my sister's bike handles.
Oh, not smart.
No, it wasn't very smart.
And then, did you get in trouble?
Well, you know, justice was served because she picked it up with a fork and threw the snake at me as I was running away, and it wrapped around my neck like a whip.
Oh.
It went whip, 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 right around my neck. And I'm like, ah, Mom!
Sis threw the snake at me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I tell you what, Philip. The stuff that we sewed... We now get the bear.
Yeah,
true. You know what I mean? So the grandbaby's okay?
Oh yeah, he's doing real well. Yep.
Did he cry any?
No, he was pretty much wide awake for a while. Didn't cry much. Went to sleep in my arms, so that was kind of cool. Yep. And then Lane, my other grandson, was there, so I got to hold both of them at the same time. A little photo opportunity.
Oh boy, I tell you what.
Grandbaby in each arm.
You can't beat that.
Life is good.
Yep. Life is good. Yep. You are blessed, young man.
I am. Thank you. Yes, I am.
And poor June is blessed on that side. And still married to you.
She's working on her cloud in heaven.
Two vultures found, Philip, too drunk to fly in Connecticut.
What?
Yep. An animal rescue group in Connecticut said a pair of drunk vultures were treated with fluids and a big breakfast before being released.
Oh, no.
A place called Hope said in a post that the dynamic duo had been dumpster diving and ended up something that was fermented enough to cause severe intoxication. Rescue said the vultures were initially thought to be seriously ill, but testing from they were merely too drunk to fly.
Wow. Man.
Crazy.
It reminds me of the old... Looney Tunes cartoon. Remember the one with the drunk stork?
Yes.
Where he had to deliver the baby and delivered it to the wrong spot. I can't remember if that was the one he delivered bugs to the family or the one time he delivered the giant baby to the regular size family.
And the little baby to the giant. There's actually a video of the two drunk vultures is pretty
really
pretty neat.
Check that out.
Neat. 2013 confetti cannons fired at the same time to break a world record. A school in Australia set it off, and the same time to celebrate its 40th anniversary to break a Guinness World Record. Students at St. Stephen's School in Western Australia sent confetti flying in the air. To break the record for the most people launching confetti cannons simultaneously. The record previous stood at 1,116 people, so they almost doubled it. A target that students nearly doubled with 2013. A big thank you to everyone involved, and well done to our students who are so amazing.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine the mess to clean up?
Oh, my. But that would be something fun to break, though.
Oh, it would.
I mean, you get some schools involved in that, and two, and I can see Phil Knee in the background. 3, 2, boom!
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? We had a cover-up for Phil. So. You know what
awesome.
I mean? Because you would be that one that did it early or late.
And that would affect the whole record.
That would affect the whole record.
That would stop it.
Yeah.
It had to be simultaneous, it sounds like. Yep.
So I wonder if they practice that.
I don't know.
But
that would be, again, quite a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end. The confetti that flies. The only thing that I remember is I was at a KISS concert once, and they have cannons, or they used to, the confetti cannons at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the end, like the last song, Rock and Roll All Night, or whatever, and they shoot these cannons, and then you walk out of there, and you've got confetti
all over.
Hair and all over the place, and you look at the floor of the arena, and you're like, oof, boy. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have to get a skid steer to clean up all that confetti.
So. I've been learning some new words, Philip.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you say them on the air?
Yeah, mushroom.
Right. Huh?
Mushroom.
Mushroom.
Yeah, when all the family gets in the car, there's not mushroom left.
Mushroom. Oh, one of those that you put together. I was thinking about one the other day, too, that when I was a kid, people would say this. I don't know if I hear this much anymore, but pert near.
Pert near.
Pert near.
Pert near.
Pretty near, but
pretty near there.
Pretty near, we're pretty near there.
Almost there. Yeah. Pretty near. That is a southern term right now.
Well, I used to hear it in the north here too.
Did you?
Oh, sure.
Pretty near.
Pretty near.
Yeah.
Yep.
She almost pretty near wrapped that snake around your neck.
Jeet yet?
Did you yet?
Jeet yet?
Hey, did you know that you can't breathe through your nose without your tongue out? With your tongue out, Phil.
Wait a minute. Breathe through your nose with your tongue out?
You can't breathe through nose with your tongue out.
I'm doing it.
All right. Well, when you did, you realized that it was possibly only looked like a dog.
Got me. You got me. I'm like, what? I can do that.
Do you have any? Do you have any world records?
I don't have any knowledge today. Not of much. New York's famous Plaza Hotel hosted a Guinness World Record-breaking event featuring 353 ballerinas.
That's awesome.
On point at the same time, the nonprofit Youth America Grand Prix, organizing the competitions for young dancers, celebrating its 25th anniversary by gathering the white tutu-clad ballerinas at the hotel.
And so. You know what? Your solid gold dancers didn't get invited.
No, they didn't. But I don't think any of you can be on your point, on your toes. For very long. You know, we're talking.
We're always on our toes you.
Oh. My granddaughter, Leia, walks on her tiptoes all the
Does
time.
Does she really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So she might be a ballerina dancer.
She might be a ballerina dancer.
Someday.
Takes after Papa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is it Papa or Grandpa? What is it?
I'm Phil. She calls me Phil.
She calls you Phil.
Everybody laughs. They're like, hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
A lot of respect.
Yeah, a lot of. Hey, where's the respect? Where's the respect around here?
Oh, well.
Everybody, have a great day and enjoy your day today. Good ball games on the slate today. Get out and
absolutely
and enjoy.
It's
and
actually not going to be raining or blowing 50 miles an hour.
Got a doubleheader tonight, so those poor schools.
Ooh.
So, but anyway, have a good day and be kind.
Did you wash your referee pants? From the
Twice, other? My man.
Did you?
Twice.
A little sand in your wash machine.
Oh, it was horrible, Phil. I'm telling you. It was just horrible. So I tried to wash my shoes up. So I actually shined my big shoes for the plate. So
hopefully tonight we won't have as much wind to deal with.
Yeah, hopefully. Be kind, my man.
Have a good one.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Saving sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring, and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center, or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
Administrative Professionals Week is a perfect opportunity to say thank you to that busy guy or gal. Now is the time to really say thank you and that you appreciate them. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help. They have a nice selection of fresh floral bouquets, houseplants, balloons, and gifts that is sure to brighten up your administrator's day. Let the girls help you show that you care. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
This day in history, the Beatles refused to perform for the Queen of England in 1968. Regardless of the cause, they said they didn't do, we don't do benefits. 1968, the year, Elvis Presley made what would be the last recordings of his life this day at a concert in Saginaw, Michigan. The songs were put on the album called Moody Blue. Some notes from this day in history, and George Strait named Entertainer of the Year at the 25th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. The year was 1990. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here we go. Happy birthday wishes today on the 25th of April. First of all, to Mike Cook, Dylan Rose, Mark Wallsmith, Patrick Hilleman, Ruthie Lemke, Sheila Bradford, Cheryl Marshall, and Gina Freeman from the RC Lions. Checking the calendar of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, these are the VIPs. Mark Cup celebrates today down by the river. Also, happy birthday to Rhonda Laufenberg, Diane Nautigal, Micah Nanke, and Jeff Wilkinson. Also, Brittany Wirtz, and happy anniversary, Sarah and Matthew Winger. Wishes today to Dan Hipsch from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, Sheila Bradford, Sarah Fruit, Nathan Heinlein. Best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier. And happy anniversary, Rob and Felicia Rennish, as they celebrate a special day today. Happy birthday to baby sister Angela from your biggest, bestest brother Al and Carney, celebrating a birthday today is Angela. Have a great day on your special day. All right, here we go. We've got a pile of birthdays just handed to me as well. Diane Nautigal from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Also from your husband, George. Have a great day to a very special lady, sister Diane Nautigal from Bill and Rita. To Cheryl Marshall from Marjorie, Bill, Melvern, Diane, Martivan, Chantel, and their families. Have a great day today on your special one. We wish you all the best. Happy birthday to Angela Lars and Rachel Durst from Uncle Butch and Auntie M. Also, happy birthday to Angela Lars. We hope your day is as special as you are to us. Love from Uncle David and Aunt Donna. Happy birthday wishes to Angela Lars from Lori and the guys. To Bo Mick from Grandpa and Grandma. Happy birthday, Kay Zegon from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And to Luke Fargin from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Our buddy Luke has a birthday today over in the Ithaca area. Happy birthday to Rachel Durst from Lori and the Guys. Chris Heenick from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Jim Christ from Sacred Heart Parish. And Tom Kelly from Sacred Heart Parish. All the best from Richland Center Primary School today. Birthday wishes for Adrian Haas. And happy anniversary to Lyle and Ann Wanless today. Congratulations to the Wanlesses celebrating an anniversary on April 25th.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9, 7:42. As we truck on toward 8 o'clock, 38 degrees and sunny in Richland Center, here's Roy Clark.
We're not as young as we used to be. Baby, I don't mind. 'Cause growing old with you is gonna be. It ain't been easy, but don't you know, we still had sunshine even when it rained, and we've shared a love that you have known. That we've been through. Baby, nothing can compare.
That's Roy Clark on WRCO. A great song for our couples. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. It is a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly cloudy and quiet today with a high of 62. Tonight, increasing clouds and turning a bit breezy with a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 34, we're back up to 39 degrees.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town & Country TV & Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A one-vehicle rollover resulted in a fatality. Tuesday afternoon around 2:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a crash on County Highway B east of West Road. Wilbert E. Post, 93 of Potosi, was traveling east on County Highway B when his vehicle left the roadway and traveled onto the right shoulder. Post was overcorrected, crossed the pavement, and into the left ditch, where the vehicle rolled multiple times. Post was trapped inside the vehicle and was extricated by the Potosi JAWS unit. The Potosi Rescue Squad transported Post to Lancaster Airport, where they met MedFlight, and he was transported to UW-Madison. The sheriff's office was later notified Wilbert Post did not survive the crash. In honor of Earth Day 2024, Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is funding 19 clean energy projects to lower energy bills, expand access to domestic biofuels, and create jobs and new market opportunities for Wisconsin farmers, small business owners, and agricultural producers. Lassa announced more than $2.8 million in grants through the Rural Energy for America program during a visit Tuesday to David Blash's cabinet manufacturing company in rural Shawano County. Recipients in Wisconsin include Anna Benilla in Fenimore, who will use a $44,000 grant to install a small solar electric array. This project is expected to save the small business $4,620 per year in electrical cost. It will replace 41,999 kilowatt hours per year, which is enough energy to power four homes. The Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin's leading dairy advocacy organization, announced its 2023-24 legislative awards. More than two dozen lawmakers earned the association's recognition for their commitment to the state's nearly $50 billion dairy industry. Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City received the Legislative Champion Award, the association's highest honor, for leading the effort to create the state's Agriculture Roads Improvement Program. Tranel, a dairy farmer, serves as chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, where he has effectively guided numerous dairy initiatives through the legislative process. DBA is also awarding legislative excellence awards to more than two dozen lawmakers for their unwavering support of DBA priorities, which include Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green, Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwok, Representative Lauren Oldenburg of Roqua, Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville, and Representative Dave Considine of Baraboo. The session's most significant achievement was the creation of the $150 million AREP. This funding is an important step in improving rural infrastructure, which is vital to the state's economic success. DBA also successfully led efforts to expand the state's farmland preservation program, extended eligibility to the producer-led watershed grant program, and advocated for additional key economic investments that are aimed at improving dairy farmers' bottom line. Give the gift of life, an American Red Cross at an American Red Cross blood drive. The Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors, and those giving platelets are needed to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care. Two blood drives will be held today. The first will be held at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland from noon to 5. The second will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. If you are unable to make either of today's blood drives, a blood drive will be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point, and Monday from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics will host a special event for children following a hiatus caused by the pandemic. Natalie Tollefson is the Manager of Business Operations and Foundation Director for Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics.
After a three-year COVID hiatus, we are finally bringing back our Teddy Bear Clinic, and it will be held on Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 11:30 right here at the hospital. Kiddos can either bring their own stuffed animal, or we will have free teddy bears available, so kids will get a teddy bear when they arrive while supplies last, and then they will go station to station with their teddy bear from x-ray to casting. So maybe their teddy bear, you know, got hurt and needs to have their broken bone casted, to primary care where their teddy bear can get weighed and measured and they get to look in their ears and throat and all that fun stuff.
Tollefson says it's a great way to expose children to health care in a fun setting.
Kind of takes that fear out of going to the doctor if they ever need it down the road for an x-ray or going to the lab, you know. They get to see a needle go into an orange and just things like that. So it's a real kid-friendly event and kind of gives them that behind-the-scenes look at healthcare, too, and they get to see x-rays up on a screen. And
the Teddy Bear Clinic will be held in the hospital. Children are also invited to enjoy the bike rodeo in the hospital parking lot.
We are also going to be hosting our bike rodeo in partnership with the Hildebrand Library here in town on the same morning. So folks can either go to the bike rodeo, you know, bring their bikes along with them, and they can either go to the Teddy Bear Clinic first and then come across the street to the bike rodeo, or they can do the opposite. So two events, they can go to both, go to one. It's just a morning of fun.
The Teddy Bear Clinic and Bike Rodeo will be held at the Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital this Saturday from 9 to 11:30. The event is free of charge. The Wisconsin Department of Justice reminds you that Saturday is National Drug Take-Back Day. More than 135 events are planned across Wisconsin, with more than 248 participating law enforcement agencies, where Wisconsinites are encouraged to dispose of unwanted and unused medications. They include in Richland Center from 10 to 2, hosted by the Richland Center Police Department, and the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County at the Police Department. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office from 8 to noon at the Sauk County Law Enforcement Center, located in Baraboo, and the Vernon County Sheriff's Office from 10 until 2 at two locations, the Village Hall in Stoddard and the Village Hall in Reedstown. Drug Take-Back Day provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. Unused or expired medicine should never be flushed or poured down the drain. Water reclamation facilities are not designed to remove all pharmaceuticals, and trace amounts are showing up in rivers and lakes. All waste pharmaceuticals must be generated by a household. No businesses are allowed. Households are encouraged to bring in prescription, both controlled and non-controlled, and over-the-counter medications, ointments, patches, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, creams, vials, and pet medications, and vape pens or other e-cigarette devices with the batteries removed. Liquids will be accepted. However, the liquids, creams, and sprays must be in their original packaging. Liquids without the original packaging will not be accepted. Do not bring illegal drugs, needles or sharps, acids, aerosol cans, biohazardous materials, personal care products, household hazardous waste, and mercury thermometers. Illicit substances such as marijuana or methamphetamine are not a part of this initiative and should not be placed in collection containers. Participants may dispose of solid non-liquid medications by removing the label or blacking out personal information on the label of the plastic pill container, or by putting the medication into a clear, sealable plastic bag. Blister packages without the medications being removed are also acceptable. Participating in Drug Take Back Day this Saturday is simple and hassle-free. No questions will be asked, ensuring a quick and anonymous drop-off experience. If you are unable to attend Saturday's Drug Take Back event, permanent drop boxes are available year-round at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Village of Iola Municipal Building. While Drug Take Back Day is Saturday, the Tomah VA Medical Center will be hosting an event Friday. The Tomah VA Medical Center will be hosting the event outside of Building 400 from 10 to 2 Friday. Dispose of your unneeded prescription drugs, expired prescription medications that are a public safety issue, no questions asked.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Thursday, April 25th. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Race for Grace will be held Saturday, May 18th. The 5K and 10K will feature a quarter-mile kids run and one-mile run walk. Registration includes a swag bag and t-shirt for everyone. Cost for the kids run is $20. The one-mile run is $25. The 5K is $35 and the 10K is $45. There will also be a firefighters challenge. Firefighter teams participating will have three or more firefighters from the same department. For more information, check out The website at walkwithgrace.com. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's 40 sunny degrees. This is